now, the rest of the story. You have seen characterizations of adorable English children, the propriety of dress and manners, the aura of defenselessness. It was little Al at the age of 5, right down to the blush on his cheeks and the shine on his tiny shoes. Daddy was a prosperous London importer. He called the boy his little lamb without a spot. And yet, even as he spoke those words, Daddy was intentionally setting up that little fella for a blow he never forgot. Now, as I say, little Al was barely 5. One day he was playing around the house a pretend game of knights and dragons. Suddenly, Daddy called from upstairs. Little Al ran up to see what Daddy wanted. Daddy was holding a note in his hand. It was a note in a sealed envelope. Little Al knew where the police station was, did he not? The boy was to take that note down the street to the police station, hand it to the police chief, and wait for a reply. Well, sensing the importance of the message, little Al eagerly accepted the errand, and by the time he reached the police station, he was out of breath, but still beaming with pride over this new responsibility. "I'm to wait for an answer," said little Al, thrusting Daddy's message into the police captain's hand. Reading the note, the police captain grinned at first and then appeared bewildered and then grinned again and said, "Come with me." Little Al followed him through a door, down a long hallway, through another door, until he and the policeman were standing in the open entrance of a vacant, cold, somber jail cell. Before little Al knew what was happening or why, he was inside. And the iron barred cell door was clanking shut behind him. He could hear the police captain's voice trailing away. As the police captain said, "This is what we do to naughty boys." And then all was silent. There was no one to hear little Al's frightened cries for probably only about 10 minutes, but it seemed an eternity. And then the captain returned and released the boy without any explanation. Little Al ran as fast as he could. And from that day on, he lived with fear. An exceptionally nervous childhood, devoid of friends, followed by a lonely adolescence full of trepidations and phobias. A strict Jesuit education, replete with regular corporal punishment, only expanded his vast repertoire of anxieties. He would approach young manhood with a permanent case of the jitters, with a lump in his throat and a knot in his stomach and a sense of unwarranted suspense. He was afraid of high places. He was afraid of what might be lurking around the next corner. Most of all, and for the most obvious reason of all, he was terrified. All his life, he was terrified of policemen. Well, little Al became a man, and he never knew, and I don't now know. Nobody has ever explained, nor ever will, why his father would have that tiny son jailed. What, if anything, a little boy might have done to deserve such a fright at the age of 5. And yet, living in fear, one day, Al would learn to express fear in a singular manner which would chill all of us. For those 10 terror-filled minutes in a London jail inspired a redefinition of theatrical suspense. For you see, that little boy became the motion picture director since described as the master of mystery, the author of the involuntary scream. Little Al became Alfred Hitchcock. And now you know the rest of the story.